Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
The term recession is getting thrown around a lot. So are we actually in one? When is it going to be over? What does that even mean? Neil Godfrey, otherwise known as the goddess of money. You can find her online at neilgodfrey.com. Neil, what is going on? There's so much conflicting views on this right now.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in kind of a muddle right now. But here's the deal. We are not in a recession. A recession means you can't find work. A recession means that you're walking around crying all the time. You're not. You're using your credit cards. We're out there spending. We're out there traveling. And, okay, we have inflation. We get it. But the fact of the matter is, if you shut down because of a pandemic and everybody's out of work and nobody builds houses and no one puts anything on the shelves, guess what? When the economy opens up and we have full employment. In fact, there are more jobs than people who are looking for them. And wages are still going up.
Neil, is this like a precursor, though? I mean, we're talking about the fact that we have money, we're you know, we have our credit cards and so forth, but are bad days coming?
Yeah, things are going to go up and down. That's how it works. And what we do is, in good times, we wait for the bad, and in bad times, we wait for the good. How about if you stay in the moment, spend less, and start making some good economic choices? Mortgage rates are going up. The only thing that the Fed can do to control inflation is to increase rates. That's what they're doing. That's the only lever they have. We are going to see interest rates go up. So, tough times, if you have credit card debt, yep, you're going to pay more. If you think that you're going to buy a house soon, do it. If you wait 6 months, you're going to pay a lot more. That will hurt.
Neil, can I ask a quick question? It may
be
a dumb question, and I'm sure people are going to roll their eyes at even asking this, but why does interest rate being hiked, the rates being hiked, why does that help? Like, why do they do that?
Because people spend less. If they spend less, prices start to fall, demand falls.
Are you Neil? Yeah. Are you the money goddess?
I mean, I'm just saying, it is an obvious
Are you the
question.
Goddess of money? You're not even the god of money.
Right.
All right.
You're not even one of my elves.
All right.
I mean, you're not an angel. You're not out there. That's why I'm on.
Okay.
Let's just go back to that. If rates start going up, you spend less. That means demand goes down. That means interest rates go down because we don't need to make all those houses. We don't need to make all those airplanes. So when you start to ratchet that down, the economy shrinks, prices go down.
I heard on a bunch of different media reports saying that we have 18 months of this current what's happening. Do you think that's true? 18 months of this, like, kind of in the middle, we're in a recession, we're not in a recession, there's jobs, but everything is inflated. Do you think that's accurate?
I don't guess on the time frame because the fact of the matter is we only know when we look back. We've had 2 quarters in theory of shrinking GDP, of shrinking growth. So we look back and we go, oh, I missed it. We were in a recession. Who knew? So I don't do that. What I do is I tell people, you see that things cost more, tighten up. You see that food is costing more, don't buy chicken thighs, buy chicken legs. That's what I'm telling people.
Neil Godfrey. She's the goddess of money and the killer of dreams. That's what she is. Hmm. Yep.
Did it both in this time there, Neil.
All right. You can catch her online at neilgodfrey.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.